Can you and I defend slavery in the Bible? It is mentioned, you know. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, slavery is viewed as an absolute evil, but you're suggesting there might be another perspective.
John, when we think of slavery in the 21st century, that is indefensible. But the Bible wasn't written in the 21st century. The Old Testament was written against the backdrop of the ancient Near East, the New Testament, first century Roman Empire.
And the historical context here makes a big difference.
Well, in the ancient world, people became slaves for all sorts of reasons. Some people were kidnapped. There were prisoners of war who were enslaved alongside criminals. Mm-hmm. But we sometimes forget slavery was the only option for many poor people. They even entered this arrangement voluntarily.
Okay, so when you say it was the only option, these people had nowhere else to turn, nowhere else to go?
No, I mean, if you had overwhelming debt, you could choose to serve as a slave until that debt was repaid. Mm-hmm. Giving up your freedom, it was a high price. But desperate times, they call for desperate measures, sure. Particularly when your life's on the line.
So freedom would still be the ideal, but these were far from ideal times.
John, these were harsh times, the harshest. It's wrong to say the Bible doesn't address slavery. It establishes the worth and dignity of every individual. However, slavery was deeply embedded in the ancient world. You couldn't just rip it out overnight without doing a lot of damage to the most vulnerable people. God's word tackled the problem in radical ways. It wrote regulations on slavery that sent shockwaves through the ancient world. But the primary concern was changing people for eternity. And God's best work is always inside out.
Alec McClellan travels the world teaching us on apologetics. He speaks at conferences, schools, churches, and ministries. And you can learn more at reasonwhy.org.